I'm on a bus tour. All the passengers are trained historical interpreters, and the tour guides are the leading scholars on the topic. They literally wrote the book.
One of the earliest recordings of the history is from Sally Hopkins, and her daughter asked Nora if she would transcribe and translate this.
Nora and Dick Downhauer are the authors of Russians in Tlingit America, the definitive work on the battles of 1802 and 1804. The bus stops in Old Sitka.
Is this good?
Yes, thank you.
It's just a patch of grass near the ferry terminal. But in 1802, it was where Tlingit warriors attacked the Russian fort.
This is Dick, and Nora is right there in the blue sweater.
Hello. Hi.
I like Parker's your book.
Thank you.
I make all my staff read it.
I think it's a good one, and I'm glad it's in there because my memory isn't what it used to be, so at least it's all in there now.
The Downhauers are in town to advise Sitka Park Rangers how to reinterpret the history for transient cruise ship passengers that know nothing about it. Nora is Tlingit and a native speaker of the language.
The way we got into this is I was teaching Tlingit in Juneau High School, and I got this letter from a professor.
Dick was the professor. He admired her work.
As they say, the rest is history. We've just been partners in scholarship for over 40 years, and we had our 40th anniversary in November.
Somewhere along the line, they got married.
Still doing business at the same old stand, but it was a little slower than we used to be.
While the relationship was always solid, the making of Russians in Tlingit America was an on-again, off-again kind of affair.
But the first issue that came up to us in doing this book was, who owns history?
Nora was asked to translate Tlingit oral histories recounting the battles, but then native elders didn't want to rehash the past, which put the book on hold. When elders died, the new generation wanted to know the history. Then the Soviet Union crumbled, freeing up access to Russian archives. It took decades of cultural and political change before they could complete the book.
So these are difficult issues, and I think it's important to kind of be upfront that this is living history. This is not something that just happened 200 years ago, but people are very aware of that here.
Sitkins might be very aware of the history, but tourists from Idaho? The challenge is getting visitors to care. I asked second season tour guide Janet Drake about her approach.
So much research and so many different sources, combination of written and oral history, and then you have to synthesize this for a group of tourists that might
know nothing about this place. And
how do you do that?
I know, it's that's the challenge. Finding those pieces that hit home for people.
What's like the most common question you get?
Where's the bathroom? Just kidding. But actually, that's kind of serious.
Chief of Interpretation Becky Latanich is always thinking about how to make the history relatable.
I think visitors have a hard time relating to this story. They come here and they don't know anything about it, and they think Sitka and they think totem poles. But then the battle's a little difficult for people because it's not well known, it's not Gettysburg. So do you have any suggestions for our staff about what themes you've encountered that people might be able to relate to?
My take on this is it's sort of like the Alamo or Midway, where the real estate is not all that significant. But whoever controlled Sitka controlled the whole Northwest Coast fur trade. And, you know, if you've got a flair for the dramatic, you can reinterpret for the tourists here. You imagine Katlyan coming down and the Russians, and they're on the beach and they're landing. And then all of a sudden the Russians are behind them, and here's Katlyan with his hammer, because it's easier to bash heads in than it is to stick a dagger in and pull a dagger out. And
while engaging tourists is one thing, retelling the story in a way that's respectful of the families that have a personal connection to the history is another. Some parts of this history are so sensitive that the Downhauers were actually asked to omit some of the details, and they did because that's the respectful thing to do.
And that's, of course, the challenge of ethnohistory, is that you are dealing with families and with the family memories, family traditions.
The idea that family history is complicated, most people, even out-of-town visitors, can relate to that. In Sitka, I'm Emily Foreman.